Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From the Blogulator.com and the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network, this is Blogulator Radio. I'm Qualler.
I am Bridget.
We skewer and fawn over all things television here at the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. And what's our catchphrase?
Our opinions are valid.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Qualler.
My name's Mark also. But
hey.
Yeah. Revelation.
I don't think
that's ever really been I haven't really intended it to be a secret, but it's
because the rest of us use our real names.
Right. I'm just special because...
I mean, I'm really Bridget, Chris is really Chris, Dr. Peace is really Dr. Peace.
And I'm really Qualler. I mean, I'm really Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
All right.
So,
That was really awkward.
Yeah. I know.
Speaking of awkward, today we're going to talk to you about all things music television. Music television, of course, is what MTV at some point stood for.
Yeah, at some point it used to be about music videos, and tell me about the time that one time there was music videos on MTV, and now there's not.
But that's okay, because I think I love it even more now than I did when I was a kid. I love most of their original programming, and I know I'm too old to say that. But what are the main things we're going to talk to? I feel like Qualler and I have discussed a lot that there's been sort of a generational gap emerging, and now that we're in our late 20s, we're starting to feel on the grown-up side of things. And
that is true.
We're starting to feel like perhaps MTV isn't for us anymore.
That's true. But there's a new show on MTV that is scripted that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's called Awkward.
Yeah, which is how we're acting right now.
Right.
Because maybe then young people will listen to us.
Right. Kids, you like the awkward on the MTV?
We can be awkward. But even when we watch that show, which is about a teenage girl in high school who is kind of awkward, but not actually awkward at all.
Yeah, that's true.
I still find myself, to a certain extent, being like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. And also kind of sympathizing with the adults in the show a little bit more. Maybe not sympathizing with the adults in the show, but when the adults in the show are clearly being set up to look stupid, I feel a little defensive.
Like coming to understand their point of view.
Not even understanding their point of view. I just feel like, well, how can you show...
They don't know. They're probably at work all day.
Yeah. It's hard for them, raising you snot-nosed kids think you know everything.
No, seriously, though, Awkward on MTV, it's a new show on MTV. It comes on after Teen Mom on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. It's a single cam, since we're using that cool language, single cam sitcom. And it's very funny. It has a very winning formula. The lead actress who plays the main character, Jenna, is I think she's very entertaining. She's a good... lead star. She's got a good future ahead of her, and it's funny in a way that scripted shows on MTV in the last like 10 years have not been funny.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen that Hard Times of RJ Berger show?
Oh man,
because that's painful. And like the redoing of the Skins show
that was
for
pretty
MTV,
bad.
That
too.
Was also terrible. But Ashley Rickards is her name. She's the star of the show, plays the main character, Jenna Hamilton. She's a teenager. She goes to high school, and she's kind of a quirky girl, if you will. She's, you know, like Bridget said, she says that she's awkward, although she's actually just, like, a teenager. But it's a funny show, kind of light tone to it that I feel like a lot of MTV scripted shows either have to, like, hammer you over the head with how raunchy they are, or do something that's crazy. I feel like this is a rare new scripted show on MTV that doesn't do that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I'm being unfair because I kind of went into things thinking I'm not going to like it. And I think that's because I disliked My Life as Liz so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't understand what it was.
And it's like, was...
What are you? Because it was it was not scripted, well, but it was not a reality show.
Right. My Life is Liz, of course, that was,
it
was
well,
kind of like...
how did they describe
it? I don't know, because it was really, really, really heavily, obviously set up as maybe like MTV's answer for hipster kids to The Hills, but then it turned out to be like way more... set up than The Hills,
or at least
even,
it seemed way more set up than The Hills. So the aesthetic of it was that you were watching a scripted show,
right?
Except they advertise it as a reality show. I mean, to the point that the main character would have segments in between plot points where she would talk directly to the camera in like a studio in a white room. I mean, it was just very strange. Right. It was hard for me, being an old lady, to understand it, and it was frustrating for me to see this blur of reality and, you know, scripted. But on the other, like, on the other hand, I think it was an interesting and kind of bold move for MTV, because a lot of these so-called reality shows are heavily prompted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I gotta maybe give MTV a little bit of credit for just being more upfront about that, maybe being a little bit more honest about it, because they were making it look like it was more obvious that it was a prompted show, even though the characters might have been real people.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely better than My Life is Liz.
But also, right? Liz, I think, was supposed to be awkward, and she was, like, a super hot number. I mean, she could have been an Urban Outfitters model.
Totally not awkward.
And that was annoying to me, because when I want to see an awkward teenager, you know, I want to watch My So-Called Life, because Angela Chase... even though played by Claire Danes, who's obviously beautiful and wonderful, she did a really good job of actually seeming like an awkward teenager. You know, there were moments when she couldn't think of anything to say and just kind of stood there, and I feel like these new awkward teenagers are a little too quick-witted. They're a little too quick on their feet with their words to really be how you are when you're a teenager, at least how I was.
But who really wants to actually relive being
I do.
Age?
Well, I mean, like... I do in a series like My So-Called Life.
Sure.
But...
sure.
No, but... okay. But... so these are all my biases that I had going into Awkward. And at first I was like, oh, it's too spastic. What's going on? But it's not really, and it's actually pretty easy to follow. And it is funny. It's a pretty funny show. The premise is that the lead, Jenna, is a girl who no one really noticed in high school. And she had a series of kind of hilarious accidents. And everyone thought she had tried to commit suicide, when in fact she hadn't. So she kind of got a reputation... there's also a boy that she's involved with, kind of secretly, a little bit of a Jordan Catalano ripoff there, but that's okay, we'll let it go.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know, it's good. It's fairly, fairly, fairly real.
Yeah, but one thing that I like about it, too, is it kind of follows a Cougar Town type formula, or Cougar Town, or... Parks and Recreation, not that it's quite as great as those shows, but it one thing that I really like about it is it utilizes commercial breaks really well. This is kind of a fine detail, but it does a really good job of having some kind of like physical comedy type of thing come to a head with like a really hilarious reaction shot that, and then they cut to commercial. Like, that's like a trick that I really like, so there you go. Well done. So, yeah. Awkward. Do we like it?
I like it.
You recommend
I've
it?
Only seen a couple episodes, but I think I'm sold enough to keep watching. It's in its first season right now.
Yeah, and it's already been renewed for a second season, so that's good.
One thing that I liked, one episode I was watching recently, there's a girl who's kind of a bully. Her name is Sadie, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Played by Molly Tarlove. You know, she's kind of the antagonist in the plot, and the girls are... they really want to get back at her, and she seems like this really horrible, horrible... just one of those straight-up mean girls. And then there's a scene in the episode that shows her... being really vulnerable and her feeling really bad about herself, but done in a really sincere way, and it doesn't feel hammy, not just, well, she's a bully because she feels bad, but I mean, you actually start to kind of feel for her, so so even the all the characters are kind of real people in that sense. So I think it's true to what it is to be a teenager, and that, you know, even the really
it's funny, but it's honest, and it's not overly raunchy, or
it's not raunchy at all, and it's really? Not there aren't stereotyped bad guys and good guys, which I feel like there are a lot in these teenager shows. I feel like the teenager shows will have these characters that are just evil, or they're just bad, and their motivation is to be bad, and it's frustrating. I'm thinking of what's her name's character in Gossip Girl. Oh, she was Harriet the Spy. Mm.
Oh, Michelle Trachtenberg.
Michelle Trachtenberg. Yeah. I mean, she's pretty much just bad, and you don't really understand why she's being
Georgia.
Bad. Georgia. And, you know, I feel like there are characters in the new 90210 who are like, these are the good guys and these are the bad guys, and that's the way it is. So I appreciate that, even though it was just a scene, I hope that that points to where this show is going in terms of having characters that are more rounded and more realistic like that.
And the showrunner, Lauren Ungerich, was a writer on the 10 Things I Hate About You on ABC Family, which I never watched, but
our
blog partner, OHD, out in Brooklyn, she was a firm follower.
Manhattan.
Sorry, Manhattan, not Brooklyn. Yeah, she loved that
show.
We
don't know the difference out here.
Well, we here in Minnesota heard all about that Hurricane Irene while we were enjoying our... Oh, come on. It wasn't even a hurricane when it got to New York.
Okay. Now that we just lost that fan base.
Yeah.
We love you, New Yorkers. We're praying for you.
Yeah. So that's Awkward on MTV, and that was an awkward segue into some other shows on MTV right now. What is this, like the third or fourth season of Teen Mom?
That's a good question. I think it's...
And this is Teen Mom versus Teen Mom 2.
Right.
Which features other... teen moms from other seasons of 16 and Pregnant, and it's starting to become like a mythology, like an X-Files style. I'm gonna have to like graph it out on like a marker board.
Yeah, we do that every night at home.
Right.
That's what we do.
Like, how old is Bentley right now?
Well, let's see. He was born during 16 and Pregnant. For those of you unfamiliar, you know, because you've been living with your head in a cave or something.
Yeah.
Teen Mom is kind of the follow-up series to MTV's 16 and Pregnant, which I think is actually a fantastic show. I've blogged about it before. I think we've talked about it before. I think it's a fantastic show because...
It's a great formula, for sure.
I don't think it's just... I think it does a really good job of showing fairly realistically what it's like to be a teen mom. And I've heard a lot of complaints about it glamorizing teen pregnancy, and I don't feel like it does that at all. A lot of the girls that they feature on the show are, I would say, middle class, so they're a lot better off than a lot of other girls that, you know, find themselves a teenager and pregnant with nowhere to go. So a lot of these girls at least have support from their family, things like that. But it still, I think, shows fairly realistically how difficult it is, the kind of stuff that they're dealing with. A lot of the girls going into it think it's not going to be a big deal, they can handle it, and then by the end, okay. I also appreciate that... and a lot of the follow-up interviews with the girls, they ask who was using birth control, and I'm pretty sure none of them were. I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm. And was this in Dr. Drew's?
Yeah, and I don't get me started on Dr. Drew, because I really dislike some of the advice that Dr. Drew gives to these girls, because I feel like he tends to stick on the side of a kid needs both a mom and a dad, and a lot of these dads are just total douchebags.
Yeah, Gary.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Well, okay. Amber's
Gary's
pretty
okay.
bad, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe Ryan.
I mean, Ryan. Ryan,
he's
if you're listening, maybe you're not that bad. Maybe this is how the editors and producers at MTV are making you look, but you come off as pretty bad, buddy. And
even
Macy,
though, no,
Macy
I mean, you
comes
know what?
Across as almost a saint, I have to say.
I actually think that the producers do try to make him look less shitty.
Well...
I think so.
We don't know what goes on.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying.
Don't you remember Lauren Conrad's tell-all book?
Oh, I know. Her trilogy.
We don't know what's going on.
Right.
We don't know how they're...
The L.A. Candy trilogy.
Slicing and dicing it. But anyway, so 16 and Pregnant follows a different girl each episode.
So how...
And then Teen Mom is the follow-up, so they picked... Is it four?
Yeah.
It was Farrah,
yeah.
Macy, Caitlin, and Amber.
So they're
so
on,
So they
like...
followed them. So they had the first season of Teen Mom. They had, I think, a season two of Teen Mom with the same girls.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they had Teen Mom 2 with a different group of Teen Moms. And those apparently were not interesting enough, because now they're back to the original Teen Moms.
Well, I think, I don't know what their specific plans are, but I'm guessing they're going to get back to Teen Mom 2 because at
oh,
some
you think
point.
So?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to switch off between different
maybe.
Teen Mom
maybe it's
franchises,
just
different 16 and pregnant. Like I said, a mythology that we're going to have to start keeping track of on
yes.
a marker board.
Look for our merchandise. Just kidding, MTV. We wouldn't sell unlicensed products. Right. But
so, how Bridget, what do you think of the new season? It seems like
season?
The kids are kind of more tots, and the moms are, I don't know how old they are, but I don't think they're teens anymore.
Well, I think it varies. I think Farrah, I think they're still only 19, most
okay.
of these girls.
Okay.
'Cause, and
yeah.
most of the babies are now turning 2 this season. Uh-huh. I think they're turning 2. Because they were all kind of born around the same time. So
yeah.
they're turning 2, have turned 2, or soon will turn 2. And I like it. It's kind of fun to watch them grow up and deal with kind of new problems. I don't know if I love it as much as I did the first season of Teen Mom or the first 2. And I can't remember if there was 1 or 2. Just because, I don't know. The Caitlin and Tyler,
yeah,
who are the teen mom and teen dad who gave their baby Carly up for adoption, who are actually my favorite couple. Their episode of 16 and Pregnant was so hard to watch. Qualler and I just cried and cried and cried. but now you're kind of watching them not parent, part of an open adoption, but the baby's not very involved in their life, or they're not very involved. Or
it's
I don't think they're
yeah,
allowed
I
to
think...
be very involved in it. It's kind of like, okay, well, we're watching them grow up and stuff, but it feels different watching their story versus the other teen moms. And some of it, it just feels like the same old thing, not just with them, but like Macy and Ryan. Okay, Ryan's still being a deadbeat and Macy's still doing Macy stuff. Farrah's
mm-hmm.
still fighting with her parents. I mean, after a while, it's kind of Amber and Gary are still in a horrible, abusive relationship.
Yeah, I kind of think going back to Tyler and Caitlin, I feel like it's at this point, it's like, well, we still have an open adoption, and it's still sad,
mm-hmm.
and we're still living through it, and it's kind of like a weird combination of, I don't want to say that it's, like, boring, but it is boring.
Well, and that's
it's
the
getting
problem
really
with
boring.
These, like, reality shows that are, I would say Teen Mom is probably the least prompted.
Yeah.
16 and Pregnant
well,
Teen Mom.
Seems
that,
the least
it
prompted.
Seems the least prompted. It seems the most true to the documentary style.
Although,
other than,
I do
like,
think
true life.
I have noted, picked up on a few things that seem more prompted.
Some
than
of them
usual.
Seems like maybe they
it feels
set up
like
a
Tyler and Caitlin's whole story, quote unquote, this year is probably the most prompted because it's the most like Caitlin talking to Tyler like in a room and being like, "So, Tyler, how's your day going?" And him being like, "Oh, it's pretty good." And it's like, "Oh, well, that's exciting."
Yeah, and but I was just going to say that, though, like, when it's a reality show like this and it's real people's lives, however prompted or unprompted it is,
mm-hmm.
it's, you feel, you can't just say, well, it's your life's boring, because for it to be more exciting, it usually means bad stuff is happening.
Yeah.
So, for me to think the Caitlin-Tyler storyline is boring, it's partly because they kind of are getting their lives together. I mean,
yeah,
they're both
I mean, it's
they're both
good.
Finishing
it's
school. They're both working. They have an apartment. They're getting along better with their families.
Yeah.
They're going through counseling. I mean,
they're doing all the right things. Yeah.
If these were your
for
friends
sure.
in real life, you'd be like, "Oh, I'm so proud of how Caitlin and Tyler have gotten through this." But as a viewer at home, I'm like, "All right, boring. Fight
Next.
With your mom or something. Cry. Go to jail." I mean,
yeah.
but you don't really. So you find yourself almost rooting against these people in a really sick, horrible way.
yeah.
So another little reason why Awkward is kind of a breath of fresh air, mm-hmm. because I have been really into the reality programming on MTV, and it's been a while since they've had something scripted that was
yeah.
any good. You know, like they used to in our day, like with Daria and Beavis and Butthead and Undressed.
Hey, that's a great segue, Bridget.
Yeah, why is that?
Because guess what's returning to MTV in October?
Undressed?
Nope.
Daria?
Nope.
Teen Mom 2?
Maybe, although I don't know. Beavis and Butthead!
Yay! I wasn't allowed to watch that show because it would make me do bad things.
yeah. like burn frogs.
Or something.
Stuff.
Or something. Well,
yeah.
it's returning. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be different?
I have heard that they will bring back Beavis and Butthead riffing on TV things, including...
On TV things, not music videos.
Yeah, not only just music videos.
Because we don't have music videos anymore.
But, like, riffing on...
Because that's what YouTube is for.
Right, but, like, riffing on things like Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Which, you know, I think... I would hope, and I'm pretty sure that this will be the case, that Mike Judge, obviously, the brains behind Beavis and Butthead, would have pretty free reign to do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think MTV would have it any other way. So, obviously, it's kind of cliche at this point to have, like, a show where, like, one show makes fun of all the other programming on another show. But still,
yeah.
But, like, I don't really care that it's cliche
kinda...
because it's funny.
And it was what they did. I mean, they were the first, I don't know if they were the first, but they were, they made fun of music videos, which were the other things on MTV.
Yeah,
so
and, like, the one thing about Beavis and Butthead that I've grown to appreciate over the years is, like, when we were all, like, 10, 11, 12 years old and it was originally on, we watched it because it was, like, super edgy and they did, like, really bad stuff.
They farted and stuff.
And they, yeah. But now, like, when you watch it, it's
actually really smart and funny.
Yeah. And, like, especially, you know, the many seasons of King of the Hill
mm-hmm.
have proven it's kind of a similar sensibility in some way to King of the Hill and
yeah.
Office Space and
mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to the return of Beavis and Butthead a lot.
Yeah, and the return of more scripted things in general on MTV, I think,
yeah.
would be good. Although I still love the Teen Moms. Another reality show that's out there that you kind of have to talk about that's probably making MTV the most money? Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I
And talk about, I mean, if Teen Mom is getting a little stale this season, like, you can send them to Italy, but they're still... doing the same shit over and over and over. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you
Jersey
want.
Jersey Shore makes me curse. And I don't care for that. but I do feel like I should watch it. I don't know.
You don't have to watch it.
I feel like I should.
No, why?
Because
there's so
America
many good shows that are on that we haven't watched.
How am I going to relate to my teenage kids?
Your teenage kids are going to be like, what's Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize that?
I guess so. How am I going to relate to my students?
You tell them that Jersey Shore is stupid.
Or is it stupid?
You don't need to relate to your students in that same way.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
What an elitist.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Let's watch The Good Wife tonight.
Okay.
Again. Finally.
Would you like Jersey... So I wonder about shows like Jersey Shore where, like, I think that it's pretty clear that each of these people, I almost want to call them actors because I really think that they're playing roles at this point.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you said that you've seen JWoww Jenny on talk mm-hmm. shows, and she's dressed totally differently, and she refers to herself as Jenny, not JWoww.
Right,
and she
yeah.
talks differently. So, like, I mean, you want to call them actors, but I wonder, like...
I'm sure they are actors at this point.
But I wonder what's the appeal of it being a reality, kind of the illusion that these are real people acting like jerks. I mean, if this were a scripted show, it would just be... a whole bunch of really terrible, drunk people. I mean, would anyone watch it if it were scripted? Like, is the only thing that's appealing about Jersey Shore the fact that people like to say, well, at least I'm better than those guys?
Oh, I think so.
And if you're listening, Jersey Shore people, because now that I know that the hater is out there, that someone might find this and maybe confront them. I don't think that any of you in real life are terrible people. I think you're all smart people, and you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And this is nothing against you. I think this is... just what the show is and kind of what the product is, and obviously it's giving people what they want to see. I just wonder what the appeal is and how much of that appeal rests on the idea that this is quote-unquote real life. You know
what
I mean?
I think that's a big part of it. I think that's why people continue to tune in, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
I saw on, I think it was the season 2, Jersey... Real Housewives of New Jersey, which I love. Love it. Love you gals. They were watching.
Are you going to go to their tour stop in Chicago?
I will. Maybe. I would like to do that. I would like to shake Jacqueline's hand. Are you listening? Or Carolyn's hand?
Real Housewives All-Stars.
Yeah, I would like to meet them. I would like to meet them. But, in one of the interviews with Andy Cohen, the season 2 reunion show, Andy Cohen or someone wrote in and asked, what do you think of the Jersey Shore? Because I think it was right kind of when the Jersey Shore was getting really
big. Okay, yeah.
And one of the housewives, I think it was Teresa, was saying that it's just terrible because they have this, like, image of New Jersey that's not at all true. And
I think it's funny because
and again, Housewives of New Jersey, I don't think you're terrible people, but the way that a lot of these episodes end up looking after whatever happens, I mean, I think a lot of the country is like, wow, people from New Jersey really are a bunch of crazy hotheads who get into screaming fights with each other, who, like, throw things at each other, who throw punches at a christening, like, so, I mean, I feel like that show is also, those images are being manipulated just as much as Jersey Shore. It's just appealing to different demographics and different generations, basically. But yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting, and I wonder, if I were on a reality show, how would I come across? I'm guessing not good.
Yeah, they could.
I would be
curious about a reality show based on any group of people from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. I would just be interested to see what the spin is.
Oh, the spin. Okay, sure. So, like, from New York, they're all, like,
they're sophisticated.
They're sophisticated, but really money kind of
bitchy.
They
love money, right.
Right. And
New Jersey, they love family.
And they're all, they play up that Italian-American stereotype. And
right.
But they're also very violent, I feel
they're
like.
They're very violent, yeah.
Or that's what
about Atlanta? What's there? How do we end up starting to talk about Bravo?
I'm sorry, because all
MTV
things
podcast?
Lead to Bravo, because soon you're not even going to call it a television. You're going to call it your Bravo box.
Okay,
and you're going to say, which Bravo, which is the word for channel,
okay.
Which Bravo do you want to watch today?
Millionaire Matchmaker, sweetie.
What?
That's which Bravo I want to watch.
Oh.
It's Millionaire Matchmaker.
But there will be a whole Millionaire Matchmaker channel.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I want to watch the Millionaire Matchmaker Bravo.
Okay. Bravo.
I'm playing along with your Bravo box instead of your TV.
Oh, let's gather around and watch the Bravo box. But MTV, if you don't want to let that happen, keep doing things like Awkward and bringing back Beavis and Butthead.
And make more funny shows.
I thought for a while that maybe I was too old for MTV. Maybe I needed to move on to Bravo full time. And
I
do get a lot of my trash from Bravo now that I used to get from MTV, but
I think it's more like a quality of show issue. If you compare Awkward to, like, My Life is Liz,
mm-hmm.
I think it's not as much of a generational divide as we thought, and maybe more this show just isn't that good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I like that. That's an interesting... So good is good.
Good is good. It doesn't matter what generation you're from.
Those boys sure do wear skinny pants these days.
They do, and... The kids, the one thing I noticed when I was watching Awkward this week was how young teenagers
yes.
look these days. Like, the main character, she looks really young, and then, like, her mom is,
how
like,
young is
our
she?
Age. She portrays a 15-year-old character, and our crack research department here,
yeah, let's,
this website
can
called
we get a,
IMDb.
Can we get a check on this?
Well, the showrunner was born in 1974.
Okay.
So that's
she's almost 40.
Like, she's like our, well,
so
she's like 10 years
older
than
us.
So that maybe that means
I would put her at 38.
Which makes it more understandable that we would like a show like that. Okay, so Ashley Rickards, the actress who plays Jenna, is born May 4th, 1992.
Wow.
How old does that make her? She's like 18?
19.
I think. 92. 19. Well, you do a good job.
Wow. Good for you.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on One Tree Hill for a while.
But she looks a lot younger than like the teen moms, who are all obviously not actresses, but they're
definitely
actually playing. I mean, they are the ages, right?
Yeah.
And I never think, wow, that teen mom looks so young, but like, it's like the actors on these series that I think look really young.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to feel that a lot, like when I go to the doctor or the dentist or get my car valeted, you know.
Right.
Everyone
right.
looks young.
I want to know if this actress named Greer Grammer is related to Kelsey. Let's
she was also born in 92.
She is indeed the daughter of Kelsey Grammer.
Wow.
She is on the show Awkward. Does that give you an extra level of enjoyment, Bridget?
Yeah. She's Kelsey Grammer's daughter?
Yep.
But she's good-looking. No offense, Kelsey Grammer.
Well,
but
Kelsey Grammer...
I guess he's a good-looking
dated
man.
Dated a lot of attractive people.
Oh, that's
was,
true. That's more likely.
You know. Although she is not the daughter of Camille Grammer.
Well...
She's the ex...
See, all things will lead back to the Real Housewives. Right.
She's the younger half sister of Spencer Grammer. What is Spencer Grammer in? This should be a new pod, like a spin-off podcast. Is Qualler and Bridget search on IMDb
and just go where the links take you? Yeah. Spencer Grammer was in Greek.
Okay. Yep, that was on ABC.
And she was born in 83, so she's our age.
Oh,
so good for her.
She looks a little more like...
A little more like Kelsey.
Got a little more of the Kelsey.
See it
in
the
face.
Chin. Yeah. But she's still good looking. Kelsey Grammer is fine looking. I just can't imagine him as a beautiful teenager. I don't know. Oh. As a beautiful teenage girl. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
But, so MTV, you know, I'm glad that you're doing some of the scripted stuff again. I think you're good at it. I think maybe you're better at it than you're giving yourself credit. I don't think you need to rely so heavily on these reality TV shows.
You could be good, MTV.
Yeah, you can do it. I want my MTV. Remember when people
I want my MTV to not suck.
I don't, because I'm really young. But
right.
Yeah.
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 So, I think that's our show for the week, Bridget.
It was a little awkward, a little stuttering.
Like kids do.
It's because we've been watching a lot of kids being awkward. Awkward seems to be really in. It's interesting because I feel like in a lot of these shows, everyone's kind of a young, awkward, hipster,
I really wish, like,
geek chic, but yet there are still, like, popular kids, and they still look like preps to me.
But, like, the popular kids are also awkward these days. I think it's, like, a lot more okay to be awkward, or, like, a lot more like, oh, everyone's awkward. Isn't this awkward? Like, it's a thing now. I feel like it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is. Was it not okay to be awkward when we were kids?
It wasn't as, like, cool.
No.
I feel like when I was a kid, there was a lot more... When I was a teenager, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It was... The shows, except for, like, My So-Called Life, were a lot more, like, you look at this cool person, you know? And maybe, well, now that I think about it,
Dawson's Creek, they were not like...
Dawson's Creek was...
Geeky.
I'm actually thinking that Dawson's Creek made it sort of more okay to be... Maybe I was just... I just needed an attitude adjustment when I was... Maybe it was me.
So maybe it's just that TV shows haven't changed at all and we're just seeing things. They're a different set of eyes. Older set of eyes.
Right. A more
appreciative set of eyes. MTV, we love you. I wonder, at some point, I'm guessing I'll be too old to watch it. Like,
no,
I'll try to
never.
Change to that channel, and it'll block it. They'll have parental blocks on it.
They'll be like, no, Bridget.
I'm starting to feel creepy as
watch
I feel like
HGTV.
The people in these shows, like, look younger and younger than me. Like, it's starting to make me feel weird.
Yeah.
And I dress like a lot of them dress, and that makes me feel a little weird. I don't know if I should be dressing like a 15-year-old.
Maybe not.
But we'll work on that.
Well, you should really not wear those tube tops. Is that
they
what 15-year-olds wear?
No. I don't know. Anyway. How can we awkwardly end this?
This is Qualler.
This is Bridget.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week and have a great week.
Our opinions are valid.